Okay, we're starting here on the top of Zayin Amud Aleph, three lines down by the two dots. Gemara here is continuing to discuss the sugya that we began yesterday, which is, a person who is makdish, a baal mum, is over b'chamisha shemot. That doesn't literally mean just to be makdishit. He's makdishit, he's makrivit, he's shechsit, he does kabbalat adam, zrikat adam, and puts it on the mizbeach. In that instance, he'll be chayav for chamisha shemot, for five lavim. We discussed yesterday how we came up with some of those five lavim. The Gemara again today will discuss it and discuss all the Levim that are found in the Parsha, which we'll read in 1 second. And in addition to that, the Gemara wants to discover now what Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's position is, that he included Af Kabbalat Adam. Now, the Gemara is relying on a Parsha that is found in Parshat Emor. It's from Perech Bet, Pasuk Yud Zayin. And the Parsha begins, Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor. Darber Laron Vel Benav Vel Kol Bnei Yisrael Ramat Lehem Ish Ish Mibet Yisrael Min Ager. B'Yisrael asher yakriv karbono l'chod nidreihem u'l'chod nidvotam asher yakrivu l'Hashem le'ula. L'irtzonchem tamim zechar b'bakar b'ksavim u'vayizim. If you want to bring a korban, you have to bring tamim. You have to bring things without blemishes in them. Then, kol asher bo mum. Anything that has a blemish in it, lo takrivu. You may not be makrivit. Ki lo l'ratzon yadachem. So here's our first lota say that we found in the parasha is lota krivo. Then in pasuk chalalef ish ki akriv zevach shlumim l'Hashem lefadle neder ol nidavar babakar batzon tamim yel ratzon kol mum lo yebo. Here's another lav that we see here, kol mum lo yebo. Averet o shavur o charutz o yabelet o garav o yalefet, all of these types of mumim lota krivo. Here's a third lav that we find in the parasha, krivo eila l'Hashem. We darshan that yesterday v'ished lo tinu mehem al mizbeach. And there's a fourth law which we have now, which is v'ishei lo titne mehem al mizbeach l'Hashem. So that we saw about haktara, the idea of mixat haktara and full haktara. So there we have four lavin so far in the parsha. Then v'shor v'se v'sarua v'kalut nedava tase oto u'l'neder lo yiratze. A baal mum should be a nedava and not a neder. Again, we'll discuss that further today. U'ma'uch v'katut v'natuk v'karut lo takrivu. Here's a fifth law found in the parsha l'Hashem. And then Pasuk Chav Hei, which concludes this parsha, is Miyad Ben Nechar Lo Takrivo. Even from a Ben Nechar, not just from a Jew, Lo Takrivo. There's a sixth love that's found in this parsha, Lechem Elokechem. Mikol Eila Kimashlatam Behem, Mumbam Lo Yeretzu Lachem. They will not be acceptable. So the Gemara here is going to discuss the different Levim that come out of the parsha. Again, we said that there were, according to the Tanakhama, five Levim. According to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, there are six Levim. The Gemara is going to begin with discussing where does Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda get this sixth love. Some remark, Mishum Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Af Kabbalat Adam, my time of the Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. He includes Kabbalat Adam. What's his reasoning? Some Kra, the Pasuk says, Uma'uch v'katut, it's Pasuk Chavdalit, v'natuk v'karut, Kule, it says, Lo takrivu l'Hashem, avar zechem lo tasu. So we have another Lo takrivu, another lav that is found in the Parsha. Ula Tanakam, ahai Lo takrivu l'omali. For the Tanakam, what does he do with this lav, this Lo takrivu? Mi baile l'zrikat adamim. He needs it for Zrikat Adam. He learns out there that there's a lav with regards to Zrikat Adam of a baal mum. Then we already learned that out of the pasuk of Ala Mizbeach. We learned that yesterday, which says, V'shei lot nitnu mehem Ala Mizbeach l'Hashem. So I said, Orchei dekro mishtar yohochi. No, Ala Mizbeach is not the limud. Ala Mizbeach is just the natural way. It's the flow of the pasuk. There's nothing to be learned from Ala Mizbeach in particular. The lav he really learns out from this lot akriv over here. V'Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda nami Orchei dekrohu. What about Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda? Al Mizbeach is not something significant. It's the normal way that the Pasuk would speak. Where it says, Eino Chanami. That's right. So, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda will agree that Lo Takrivu Uma'uch Kout Natuk Bakarut is for Zrikat Adam. Elo Kabbalat Adam in Ole. So then, where does he source Kabbalat Adam for? Nafkilei Meha. He learns it out of the last Pasuk we read in that Parshia, which is Umiyad Ben Nechar Lo Takrivu. From a non-Jew, you may not accept it. Zui Kabbalat Adam. Shama Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the Kabbalat Adam that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda spoke about before. He learns out of this Lo Takrivu, the last one in Pasuk Chavhei. Ula Tanakama, Hai Lo Takrivu Lomali. So what does the Tanakama do with that extra Lo Takrivu? Mi Bayele Lahai. He needs it for this. Sakadat Chamina Hovelo Nitztavu Bnei Noach Ela Mechusar Ivarim. Because a non-Jew has no restriction about bringing Mumim on the Mizbeach. He only has an issue of Mechusar Ivar. We've learned this a number of times in Sanhedrin and Chulin. And in other places, about the fact that a Ben Noach is only restricted from bringing something that is Mechusar Eiver, that's missing a limb, but not restricted from bringing something that has a Mum in it. So I would think just like a Ben Nechar, a Nochri, can bring on his Mizbeach any Korban he wants, as long as it's not Mechusar Eiver, then when he comes and donates to us, then maybe he should have the same qualification, or the same restrictions. meaning that he will go by the guidelines that are given to him. The guidelines for him are, I can't have Bechus or Eiver, but you can have a Mum in it, and maybe that would be allowed. And we would not differentiate between when he brings on his own Mizbech, when he brings on our Mizbech. That's not the case. And it says here, so the Lo Takrivu is on the Ben Nechar. That restriction applies even to the Ben Noach on our Mizbeach. Now, Lishna Achrina in the Gemara, we have another time, this Lishna Achrina, this is much more common in the Yerushalmi that you have within the Gemara, these types of Lishna Achrina, and it comes probably from the fact that these Masechtot were less redacted, as well as the fact that the topics are a little more esoteric, and therefore we end up with these Lishna Achrina here, and the Gemara has a feel or a sense like a Yerushalmi. So Lishna Achrina, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afal Kabbalat Adam, my time in Ktiv, Umauch V'Kadut, Lo Takrivu, Zukalat Adam, V'Zrika Nafkalei Mi'al Mizbeach. So the Gemara here switches and says that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda continues to learn out from his Al Mizbeach about Zrikat Adam, and he learns out Kabbalat Adam from the Lo Takrivu, the first Lo Takrivu that we brought down. So maybe the Rabbanan should also learn out Zrikat Adam Al Mizbeach. Hachanami, Gemara says yes. Vasher Lo Takrivu Demauch L'mayato. So then what do the Chachamim or the Rabbanan need the Lo Takrivu that is found by Ma'uch V'katut V'natuk V'gara Lo Takrivu L'Hashem V'arzachem Lo Tasu? What do they do with that? They need that for a Bamat Yachid, because not only is there a restriction of Baal Mum on the Mizbeach and the Mikdash or in the Mishkan, but there's also a restriction against bringing a Baal Mum on a Bamat Yachid. Well, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Ami Baile the Bamat Yachid, doesn't Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda also need it for a Bamat Yachid? In Ochanami, you're right. Elo Takrivu de Kabbalah Minole, so then where does he get the Lo Takrivu for the Yisur of Hakrabalat Adam? He learns it out of Lo Takrivu Miyad Ben Echar Lo Takrivu Zukabalat Adam. Rabbanan Yitzrech and Rabbanan need that. Zachadat Kamin Ho Vnei Noach Ein Mitzuvim Alam Mechusa Eiver Bimama Dilhon, that they only restrict it on a Mechusa Eiver on their Bamha. Dilma Anan Namine Kabil Minhon. So maybe we will also accept from them, since the only restriction on their Bamot is a Mechusa Eiver. So maybe that would be the only restriction by our Bizbeach. Kamash Malan, then no. That we have the Mikolela, Dumla Mikablina. Mikolela, referencing back to the beginning of the Parsha. This is the last pasuk in that Parshia. And therefore when it says Mikolela, it means any of the Mumim that are listening to this Parsha are also restricted for a Ben Nechar. And over all the rules of Bali Mumim apply to a Ben Nechar in our Mizbeach. On their Mizbeach, they have the restrictions of Bnei Noach. But when they come and they utilize our Mizbeach, then they are held to the same standard that we are in terms of Mumim. So Reish Lakish asks a question over here. Now he's going back on the fact that we said before that you're over on Hei Shemot. He's going back on the original presumption or assumption that if one is Magdish, a Beimam with a Mum in it, that you're over Bechamisha Shemot. So on that, Reish Lakish says, how are you so sure that the restriction here is against being Magdish, a Baal Mum? Shema lo shaninu ela betam shenase Baal Mum. Maybe this will only be true with a Tam that later becomes a Baal Mum ve'over. Because then he is in violation of being Magdisha Baal Mum. Because originally it was Chazila Akrova. Originally it had the ability to put it on. And therefore, I could be Magdisha because it had a Shat HaHeter. But something that is a Baal Mum Mi'ikaro, something that was always was a Baal Mum, Dikla Ba'amahu, it's like a piece of wood. Since it's a piece of wood, why should you be Chayav? Why should you even have consideration within the realm of Kodesh? I mean that if you were Magdish, something that wasn't even within the parsha of Kodesh, Lemizbeach, of course it doesn't work, and of course we wouldn't assume that you should get a lav for that. Over here, why all of a sudden by the animal do we say that you have a lav over here if it's a piece of wood? So that's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Tosafot has a slightly different nuanced approach to this, which is that Reish Lakish's question is not about takdishu. It's not about being makdish the animal. There's no reason to believe that by hakdasha there should be any difference between it was a tam originally, or there was a balmum originally. The question really revolves around the Haktaran Zrikat Adam. And that's what Reish Lakish is asking about. Maybe by Zrikat Adam and by the Hakrav on the Mizbeach, if it was once a Tam, and then it became a Baal Mum, maybe over there we'll suggest that the Zrikat on the Mizbeach and the Hakrav on the Mizbeach is problematic, and that you deserve a lav for. But if it always had a Mum, and it was never Ro'i the Mizbeach, why should there be a lav associated with it? It's a piece of wood that you're putting on the Mizbeach. Why should it be under this category of bringing a Baal Mum to the Mizbeach? So Amalei Rabbi Chir Bar Yosef, Sarua v'Kalut Ktiv v'Parsha. That it says in the Parsha that you have Sarua v'Kalut, which are Hani Bane Mumim Yikaron Inhu. And those are types of Mumim that are there from the start. They are Mumim that don't come after the fact. It's a Baal Mum Yikaro. Now Sarua is Shishtabru Echad Me'a Varav, or Sarua is something that one of its Ivarim is bigger than the other Ever. And kalutish parsutav klutim. That's a case where it's not split-hooved. So these are mumim that it was born with. These are congenital problems. And those congenital problems it was born with, yet the Torah says, lo takrivo. So it's clear the parsha is talking about even bali mumim mi'ikara. Samalei shema lo shaninu ele bitmura. He says, maybe that's only a restriction by tmura. It's not. Chomer bitmura mi bezevach shekin kedusha kala lea abamum kavua. Maybe the restriction over here is when you do tmura. Not from Hekdesh, the original or the beginning of a Hekdesh process, but rather if you take an animal that's already Kodesh, and then you try to transfer that Kedusha into another animal, the Torah says, Vayahu Tumurato Yeh Kodesh. The original animal and the new animal are Kodesh, and Lo Yivakir Ben Tov L'ra. And we do not differentiate whether the new animal is a Tam or a Balmum. So over there, where the Torah gives you the ability to exchange or place the existing Kedusha that's an animal into another animal that's a Balmum, maybe over there, that's where you have a restriction. That's where you're in violation of the law. But to start from scratch and try to be makdish an animal bamum, maybe over there it doesn't work at all. Then you didn't hear what Rabbi Yonai said in the Chabura, Nimnu v'gamru. They came together and they decided a makdish bamum legabi mizbech over mishum chamisha shemot. That someone is makdish bamum legabi mizbech is over in five shemot. If you think that this was done through tmura, there's really six, because we have additional lav of lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiru to. So it can't be that we're talking about tmura, because then you end up with six. The economy law of the tmura. Elamai, bamum, mi'ikaro. Must be, it's a case of bamum, mi'ikaro. So am I lucky? So the Gemara wants to know, in the end, why do you get malko for this? Dikla ba'almuhu. It's a piece of wood. Piece of wood. If you're makdishit, you're not going to get, you won't be in violation of lo takrivo. You won't be in violation of this law. I'm like, dikla lav zila milta. That when it comes to a dikla, it's not something that's profane. Not something that is beneath hekdesh. Because minitzimu, it's a part of the family. It's wood. It's a type of wood. So at least there has some purpose to it. It has some value to it. Maybe we can't use it for the mizbeah, but it's at least within that category. Bamum ikara zil milto. When you're talking about a bamum from the beginning, that's unacceptable to bring it before Hashem. Like we say in the pasuk, hakriveu na lepechatcha, hayirtzeh Hashem imlo. That if you bring your downtrodden, your disgusting, your dregs as a present to Hashem, that's going to be something that's acceptable, and that's why it's zil milto. Given the shavak tamim, gave up on bringing in a nice, tam, unblemished animal. Makdish bali mumim, then he goes and he's makdish bali mumim, that's unacceptable, and therefore he's kayev. That's one way to say it, then it's a lishna achmina, which is amalei afilu achi bazio milto, to dekel leka bimino lo loki. Now, it's a bizayon what he does here. By dekel, there is nothing within its min, meaning within the palm tree, there's nothing else you can do in terms of the wood. That's the only wood that comes from a palm tree. So yes, we don't put it on the mizbeah, but that's the only wood that's there. When you're makdish it, that's not a big deal. Lafuke bamom came into ika bimino loki. But in a case where, by Balmum, you have another alternative. You have other animals within that category, within that species, that could have worked. And the fact that you didn't choose them, that's why you're going to get Malkot over here. And therefore, it's a Bizayon that you chose to pick up on a Balmum instead of bringing a Tamim. So now, Amar Rava. Rava back goes back and reflects on what we just said. Hash tod Amar, taima de Balmum, de Loki Mishum, de Bazio Miltayu. Fact is that the reason you're getting Malkot by a Balmum, when you're Magdisha Balmum, is because it's a bizayon, or the other way around that we said before, it's zila milta. Afilu makdish le dmei nesachim nami laki. Doesn't mean that you're literally makdish this animal to be on the mizbeach, but even if you're makdish this animal to use its proceeds for nesachim, that would also be problematic. That you can't be makdish it for any usage with regards to the mizbeach. And as Tosfot points out over here, v'hu adin makdish le dmei ola. Doesn't matter. It's not dmei nesachim in particular. It's anything that you want to use it for its proceeds for something else. That would also be a bizayon milta to be makdish an animal, a balmum, for that purpose. Tanya kavote de Rovo, you have a breita that supports Rova's position, which says, nidava taseuta. So we read that before in the psukim, that when it comes to this shore, it says, Rova kalut, nidava taseuta. You should make it into kdushat beregabayit, ulaneder lo yiretse. But it will not be acceptable to be placed on mizbeach. So it says, nidava taseuta, ze koche beregabayit. That means to be makdish it for the usage by the treasury of the Mikdash. V'ainli elo nidava. Neder minayin. That's only for a nidava. Neder, how do I know? Tamalomar, una neder. So a yachola filu koche mizbeach. I would think that you could bring it even as koche mizbeach. Tamalomar, una neder lo yiratze. Ze koche mizbeach. So you're not allowed to bring it for koche mizbeach. So you have ainli elo neder. That you're not allowed to do is a neder. Nidava minayin. How do I know that you can't bring it as a nidava to the mizbeach? Tamalomar nidava. So the Gemara here parses the pasuk in twice. It goes shor v'seh sarov kalut nidava taseh oto. That should be a stop, and then ulaneder lo yiratzeh. So the Gemara first says, okay, sure, says Haruba Kalud Nedava Taseuto. You may do it as a Nedava. Ula Neder. And you could also make it into a Neder. They parse the Pasuk, leaving, taking the Neder from the latter half of the Pasuk and bringing it together with the front. Then it says, what about Kod 2B, Kod Shem Mizbeach, Vedemei Mizbeach? It says that you can't do because it says in a Neder, Lo Yeretzeh. I don't know if you do it as a Nedava in that direction, it doesn't work as well. They take the last word Nedava from the previous statement. They say Nedava, Ula Neder, Lo Yeretzeh. It will not be good neither as a Nedava nor Neder. So either way, a Neder Nedava with regards to becoming Kod Shem Mizbeach, a bite or acceptable by a Balmol. And the other way around, when it comes to the Mizbeach, whether it's a Neder Nedava, it's unacceptable when it comes to a Balmol. Rabbi Omer, Lo Yeretzeh, Baratzad Kufo, Akotuv Medaber. Rabbi says, it says Lo Yeretzeh, and Lo Yeretzeh is referring to the Baratzad Kufo. It itself can end up on the Mizbeach. Suma says, Hainu Tanakama. What's the difference between what Rabbi is suggesting over here and the Tanakama? My love, Hai Kamiflige. This is what they're arguing about. The Tanakama, Savara, Filu, Akdeshe, the Domain Nisachim, Nami Loki. The Tanakama holds that even if you use it for Domain Nisachim, it's problematic. I mean, when I say you can use it for the Berekabite, that's the Berekabite alone, and nothing else. Anything towards the Mizbeach, whether it itself is going on the Mizbeach, or whether its proceeds will go on the Mizbeach, is problematic. Rabbi Savar bar tzad gufo loki. He says, no, it's only it itself if you're trying to put it on the Mizbeach is problematic. But if you're using its proceeds to use its proceeds to bring something on the Mizbeach, that's fine. Shema mina. So that'll be the machloka between them. It's exactly Rova's point. The Gemara says, well then, aval, what are you going to do with the ela oto lomali? It says, nadavata se oto, oto is a miyut. So what are you going to do that? Gritanya, nidava tase oto, oto tase nidava, viyatau se tamim nidava. You can make a balmum into a nidava as a gift to the berekabayit, but you may not gift the tamim to the berekabayit. Vikanamru, a makdish tamimim, the berekabayit, go ver basse. Someone's makdish a tamim, to be for berekabayit, or is violation of an assay over here, which is nidava tase oto, referencing the shor se visarua vikalut, which are mumim. So bali mumim, you make into nidava. The inference from that is that you may not make other things into Kodesh Beberek Abayit, meaning Tmimim. So it's a lav of Amichlal Asay, which is an Asay. How do I know that you also, if you do such a thing, you also violate the Lotase, Shinemar, Vaydeber Hashem El Moshe Lemor. So that's the beginning of the Parsha. The big Parsha begins, Vaydeber Hashem El Moshe Lemor. They made Allah Parsha, Shehi Belav. It teaches you that the entire Parsha is governed by a lav. Anything that is restricted in this Parsha is governed by the lav. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Amar le Rebbe the Bar Kapara, Umay Mashma. How do you know from the word, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, that there's a lav that sits on top of the entire Parsha? Amar le Dichtiv Lemor. Pasuk says, Lemor, lav ne'emar bidvarim. There's a lav written about it. Lemor is a conjunction of lo tomar. Don't do this, don't act in this way. And therefore, that puts a lav on top of anything that would be restricted otherwise in the parsha. And therefore, you have a lav and an assay that's associated with being makdish atamim lebedek habayit. Be'rav amre, lav amur. Lemor is lav amur. Then again, the same type of lashon, whether it's lo ne'amar or lav amur, either one of these, that's a negative language, a negative saying, don't do this or don't say this. Well, if there's something in the parsha that is restricted, then the don't, or the lav, a lemur, rides on top of it and makes it into a lav. Alright, Itmar, we're going back again to the Braita. The Braita discussed the fact that if you're maktir, a baal mum, ala mizbeach, that you violate two lavim. You violate the lav of miktsato, ala mizbeach, and you violate the lav of kulo, ala mizbeach. So Gemara says, Itmar, hamale evrei bali mumim legabe mizbeach. Someone who takes the evarim of an ola that were nituach, that they were cut up, and now they're being placed in the mizbeach. Amarov, avir mishum bag taktiru kulo, mishum bag taktiru miktsato. You violate two lavim. One is Baal Taktiru Kulo, which we saw back in the Mishnah, because it says over there, Vishe, Vot, Nitnu. So there, you may not place them on the Ishim, onto the fire. Mushum Baal Taktiru Miksato, because it says Mayhem, from a portion of them. So not only all of them, but a portion of them. Abaye Amar, In Lokim El Lav Shibilach Kalalot. You don't get Makot for a Lav Shibichlalot. Now this isn't necessarily your classic Lav Shibichlalot. Generally, when you have a lav shebichalot, we're talking about a lav that has multiple manifestations. The lav shebichalot, as Rashi is defining it over here, is not that classic type of lav shebichalot, but rather a lav that applies to multiple things. When you get malkot for putting the entire thing on it, it means you're also getting malkot for a portion of it going on it. When you have the lav of miktsato applies whether you put only a portion of it or whether you put all of it on. So you can't get malkot for both of them. So, you have five lavim. And the five lavim, when we enumerated them on the previous daf, one of those five lavim were miksat haktara and kulo haktara. That's a strong question against this position of Abaye. Amar Abaye, The Gavrik Tani. That Braita is talking about multiple people. It's not talking about a single individual is in violation. It's multiple people that are in violation. So Begavrei, if you're talking about Gavrei, over, the Lashon in the Braita should not have been over. It should have been Ovrin in the plural, mi baile. You should have said Ovrim in the plural, which means multiple people. Over here it says over. It sounds like you're talking about a single individual. El Pshit Bechad Gavro. We're talking about a single individual. And that's a big problem for Abaye. Amar Abaye again. Api Kaktarat Miksato Va'ayo Kabbalat Adam. Says, take out Haptarat Miksato, which is a Lav Shibich Lalot, and we'll put in Kabbalat Adam to fill it in, to get us to the E5. Kabbalat Adam, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Kama Leitlei. What are you talking about? Kabbalat Adam, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda adds on in the end. If he's adding it on the end, that means the Tana Kama did not say it. Elakasho, that's a problem for Abaye. Lishnachrina, Vadim is safer, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, Reisha Rabbonon. If the safe is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, it means the Reisha is Rabbonon, and to Yufta da Abaye, to Yufta. That undermines Abaye's position here. That we're talking about lav shebichalot, and you should only get one set of malkot, should not get multiple set of malkot. Rashi points out over here, we had a machloket in other places. When it comes to a lav shebichalot, do you get one set of malkot, or do you get no malkot whatsoever when it comes to a lav shebichalot? Rashi says, this sugya is going according to the Mondo Omar, that you get one lav, or one malkot, for lav shebichalot. You don't get it for all the multiple manifestations, but you get it for one. Tosafot agrees to that point, and says that it must be according to that Mondo Omar, otherwise how is Abaye coming up with any malkot at all? And despite the fact that it's a malkot in other places, we have to say over here, that it's going according to that Mondo Omar. Okay, next Mishnah. Hakohanim memirim bishalahem, v'Yisrael memirim bishalahem. Hakohanim are memir with the karmanot that they bring. And Yisrael is memir on the karmanot that he brings. Ve'en ha-kohanim memirim lo b'chatat v'lo b'asham v'lo b'chor. Even though the kohanim receive from the chatat and asham the basar, it's part of the matnot kuna, and the b'chor comes to the kohen, nevertheless, they don't have the ability to be memir. So this goes to a fundamental principle that you can only create tmura, which we're going to learn, if you are the balim, if you are the owners. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Urim, pnei ma ein memirim b'b'chor. How come you can't be memir b'chor? Amar lo Rabbi Akiva, chatat v'asham matana l'kohen. Just like the chatat and asham are gifts to the kohen, Ubechor matana the kohen, and the bechor is also a gift to the kohen. Ma chatat v'ashem ein memirin bo. Just like the chatat v'ashem, the kohen doesn't have the ability to be memirit, a bechor ein memirin bo. So to a bechor, you won't have the ability or the right to be memirit. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, how could you say this? Mali im eno memir bechatat v'ashem. What is the difference if you can't be memir bechatat v'ashem? Shein zachin behem bechayehen. The gift, the basar that goes to the kohenim, only happens after the fact. It's only after the zrikat adam. They get it after the animal's done, after the kedusha is already removed, in a sense, from the animal. So of course it can't be memir, because they're not owners at any point along the way. Tomar bebechor shezachim bo b'chayav, bebechor they get it prior to going on the mizbeach. That's not a gift that happens after the fact, that's a gift prior to that. They're the ones who bring it as a tamim on the mizbeach, as their own korban, as their own bechor. Samala Rabbi Kiva, lo kfar nermar, vayahu, utmarato yekodesh. Heichan kedusha chalalav, bebeit abalim. Says, who, tumurato yekodesh, where does that happen? In the house of the balim, meaning in the owners. Av tmura bebeit abalim. So too, the tmura must be in beit abalim, meaning that just like when you're makdish an animal to start with, it's the owner that is makdish it. So too, because the who and the tmura are compared over here. So just like the who, the original animal, it was mukdash ayedei the balim, so too the tmura can only work with the balim. That still doesn't answer the question, because by the chor, the kohanim become the balim. So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss in a second, about what exactly is the balut of the kohanim over here. Now we had back on Daf Bet Amud Bet, towards the bottom of the Amud there, we had a member from Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that when it comes to Tumura, the Tumura is done Ayidah Mit Kaper, by the one who gets Kapara. So why are we so worried here about the balut or the balim over here? It has to do with the Kapara. And that could have been the answer to the question over here. It has nothing to do with the fact that the kohen and the balim are involved with the chatat and asham, who owns it, who doesn't own it, has to do with kapara. The balim get the kapara by the chatat and asham, so therefore they're the ones who can make the tmura. It has nothing to do with the fact of the ownership or the rights of the kohen to the meat afterwards. So Tosafot asks that question over here, and he says, Vim tomar, izakim ben bechayim, heichen meimar, laman damar begmar, butter mit kapara azlinan. Goes after kapara. So he says over here that when we say butter kapara azlinan, v'yesh lamar, return lamar, a butter mit kaper. Doesn't mean only the mitkaper, it means also the mitkaper. Not only can the balim do tmura, but even the mitkaper also has a right to do tmura. It's not coming to exclude the balim. So it's not just predicated on who is the mitkaper. The mitkaper adds an additional layer of someone who can be memir, but that's not the sole qualification for someone who can be memir. If someone owns it, they can also be memir. And now the Gemara asks, it's not atam. But Mishnah b'chorot. B'chor m'chorim ato tam chai. That when he's a tam, you're allowed to sell him while he's still alive. Obviously, once it's shechted and it's made into kodeshim, we can't sell it, because we don't do mecher, we don't do transactions with kodesh. Ubal mum, if it's a bechor bal mum, chai vishachut, you can sell it, whether it's still alive. The kohen, it becomes the property of the kohen, he's allowed to transact and he can sell it. And, or he can shecht it and then sell the meat afterwards. Umikachin boet aisha. It's so much that the property of the kohen that he can use it as a kiddushin, as keset kiddushim, to be mekadesh and isha. From there, it would sound like that the kohen really does have ownership over the animal. He has ownership over the animal. Why can't he do tmura? Why can't he perform tmura? Samar of Nachman amarovo baravua lo shonol abizman hazeh. That's only today. Because the kohen he gets a full ownership in it. Abizman sabay the mikdash kayam. But when the mikdash was around, kevan the tam lakrovohu the kohen. Since the tam is designated to be mukrav, ein mochrim oto tamim chay. You're not allowed to sell it while it's still alive. So this when we say tam chay over here, that you're allowed to sell it, it's only bizman hazeh, because tam chay bizman hazeh has no purpose in terms of the mizbeach. The only thing you're going to do is wait for it to get a moment and eat it. And that can be done by Yisrael, can be done by a kohen, can be done by anybody. So you can sell the tam in order to have someone wait and get a moment it and use it. Say by Rav, the Rav Nachman. How could that be? Breita says, mochrim oto tamim chay. Chayin shachut lo. That he can sell it while it's still alive, but he can't sell it with shachut. Eimat, when is this? Ilim bizman hazeh. Talking about today, Mika Tam Shachut. There is no such thing as a Tam Shachut today. Tam Shachut doesn't exist because we don't shecht any animal, the Mizbeach. There is no Mizbeach anymore. Elab Shita, Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam. Talking about Bizman HaMikdash HaMikdash, that you have Tam Shachut that's available. Viktani Nami Mochim Oto Tam Chai. And you still say there that by a Tam you sell it while it's still alive. So it must be referencing the Zman HaMikdash. And you see that he can sell Tam Chai, which means that the Kohen has real ownership over here. Lo, the olam bezman hazeh. No, we're really talking about zman hazeh. Mik tani mochrim oto tamim chai in shachut lo. The braita is not written, or the mishnah is not written in order to get the diok out of it. It's not saying to you, tam chai, yes, shachut lo. Ha gufa atel shmina. It's coming to tell us the principle that you're allowed to sell the tam. Zman hazeh, nami mochrim oto tamim chai. That's the chiddush, that today, by a tam chai, you can't sell it. Because there is no mizbeach. The only thing you do with it is wait around for it to get a mum. Therefore, anybody can do that. You don't have to have it in the hands of the kohen. And therefore, that's the chiddush of the mishnah. The chiddush of the mishnah is that the tamim chai you can sell. We don't have to make any deal out of it. We don't have to learn anything out of that. Eight of so we're going to try again. Bebechor ne'amar lo tifde vinim karhu. By bechor it says lo tifde. You're not allowed to redeem it. Nevertheless, it's able to be sold. B'mayaskinan. What's the case here? Ilav bezman hazeh. If you're talking about today, ema seifa. What are you going to do with the seifa? Ve'tamam tizrok al mizbeach. So this is from Bamidbar Yudchet Pashat Korach by the Matnot Kuna. It's speaking about, but note, kuna, it says, ach, b'chor shor, b'chor kesef, b'chor eis, lo tifde. So that's where the lo tifde is, kodesh heim. Et damam tizrok al mizbeach, v'chalbam taktir, yishe reach nicholach l'ashem. So ram yalach, v'chazeh atnufa, k'shok yamin, l'choyeh. So you have the pasuk here that we're quoting about lo tifde, and it's in the context, et damam tizrok al mizbeach, that you shouldn't redeem them, but you have to put them on the mizbeach. So we're obviously talking about zman mikdash. And there it says, lo tifteh, do not redeem them, yet you're allowed to sell them. So there you see that the coins allowed to sell it even bizman hamikdash. Bizman hazeh mi'ikum izbeach lepshita bizman shebeit hamikdash kayam. Ubemai, and what's the case here? Ilan v'bal mum. If we're talking about a bal mum, heim ha-seifa v'damam tizrok al mizbeach. Can't be talking about a bal mum, because it says you have to put him on the mizbeach. Bet chabdam taktir. Mi chozi la'krova, bal mum is not chozi la'krova, you shecht and you keep it. It's chulin in the beit ha-kohen. El ala betam, we're talking about a tam, k'tani nim karu, that you're allowed to sell it. It says, mi de'iria. Reisha b'bamum, seifa b'tam. You break the pasuk in half. Ach, b'chor shor, b'chor kesef, b'chor eis, lo tifdeh, kodesh heim. Don't redeem them, but you can't sell them. That's talking about a b'bamum. Then the latter half of the pasuk, et damam, tizrok, al mizbeach, et chabam, takter, yisher, reach, l'chok, l'ashem. That's talking about a tamim. So we're not going to say, just because the latter half of the pasuk is talking about a tamim, that the front part of the pasuk is talking about a tamim, so it's talking about a b'bamum, and therefore it could be, even bizman hamikdash, because a b'bamum, we know, is chulin is mamon ha-kohen, because it's not going to end up on the mizbeach. So over there, we're not talking about an issue of tmura. But when we have a tamim that's going to end up on the mizbeach, over there, the kohen will not have rights, will not have full ownership in it, and he will not be able to transact it in the time of the mikdash, because it needs to end up on the mizbeach. Bizman hazeh, it turns into being like a bal mum anyway, because in the end, game for this animal is to wait for it to get a mum, and then it'll turn into a bal mum in the end anyway. So there, we allow him to sell it, bizman hazeh. So far, we tried a number of times to prove that the kohen has real ownership in the animal, even prior to ending on the mizbeach. Both times rejected it and said that it's bizman hazeh, or we're dealing with a bal mum, where the kohen does have ownership, but that will have no implications to what we're discussing in our mishnah, the kohen's ability to make tmura out of something that is ra'oi or kodesh la mizbeach. Okay, we'll stop over here.